Coach, that's Janet.
Look, fun fact, y'all. Y'all didn't know this in season one, but y'all know I actually made that beat, right? Mm-hmm. So y'all something. Y'all learned something new already. Episode ain't even started.
Right. Pew, 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 pew. Dino.
Oh, duh, man. What's up, sis? How it been going?
Oh, going good. It's going good. We are in season two, so you know, I'm really enjoying this season because I feel like we are definitely finding a rhythm, and we are, you know, I'm loving the questions and the feedback that we're getting from these episodes, and it's really a blessing to see something that you've thought about actually come to life and it's taken form. So I'm excited. Every week we get to put out an episode. I'm excited about it.
Okay. You know what we always do? Oh Lord, see this when y'all get to really see how we are for real in real life. Listen, we getting old, y'all. I don't know about
I know what you're gonna say. I got you. Look, we gotta remember. I got you.
I was looking at the screen the whole time, babe.
Yeah, we that's how you know we here because you ain't even gotta say it, and I already know what you're gonna talk about. I already know it. You ain't gotta say it. I got you. This week, you know, this is not my week, this your week. So yes, that means I gotta read the questions and whatnot. We are tapping into Lion's mentality. And Lion's mentality is all about, you know, being bold, being confident, standing tall. Just we run. We got, you know, we out here. Confidence. Okay. I.e. the prompt of the week is, what does standing tall look like? Well, what does standing tall in your life look like? And write about how you can carry yourself with pride and confidence every day. So if you have been listening to our episodes, I am Catholic. She is Pentecostal. That simply means that I'm going to give you the short version and she going to give you the long version.
Look, y'all, not this week. Because this kind of got me stuck. Uh-oh.
Prompt,
stumped her,
okay?
Yeah, this prompt got me. I think I was tired too when I was writing. And then I just didn't go back to it. You know how you write something and you be like, okay, you don't go back to it. So this one's short, y'all. So bear with me. Okay, so this is what I wrote. I never knew what it meant to stand tall because I let fear control my life. I was always afraid to be myself. I was afraid no one would like me or accept me. My mom always told me to never look like what I go through. If I was having a bad day, I still smiled and act like nothing was wrong. Confidence was something that has taken time for me to possess over the years because self-esteem played a major part in my life for a while. See, I stopped, y'all. Maybe I got emotional too because I was getting ready to go deep with it. So, I don't know. Standing tall hasn't been something that I've done, honestly. And the crazy part about it is I hear my kids talk about me sometime. And it makes me feel like I've done my justice. I've done my job because they admire me. My sons say all the time, Mom, you made it. Made it where? I started laughing. Made it
in where? Your favorite word, who?
Who? Me? Where did I make it? Mom, they watching your stuff. You doing good. I'm proud of you. It feels good to hear them say that. But at the same time, when I look at the reality of the things and, you know, yeah, they probably are. You know, people say that all the time. They watching. You just don't know they watching. That's what they always say to me. But I don't think that I'm still standing tall yet. I still think I got some ways to go. But I don't know. I carry myself with pride because a lot of things I don't tell people. I really can be going through. And the only reason why sis know is because she know who I am and she know how I act and how I react to things. If I get quiet, check on me. because that means I'm really over there dealing with something that I really don't want to talk about. Maybe I'm just isolating myself, because I get like that sometimes. I will isolate. She's SpongeBob people, but I will isolate. And you know, that's crazy. I just thought about that. We might have that in common for real, because I will isolate if I'm in a moment where I'm going through. I isolate and just not say nothing for a little bit. It won't be 24 hours, but I just shut down for the moment and just try to gather my thoughts and try to deal with it, because I don't want it to take over me. And then I don't want to take nothing out on other people, so I isolate. Dang, boy, we got that in common now. I just don't 24-hour people. I don't do them like that. Mm-hmm. Look, y'all, I'm going to tell you.
The difference between me and you is mine is quick. Like, I'm in the moment. As soon as it happens, I'm out of here. Bye. Get somebody else to do it. Deuces. I'm SpongeBobbing. It take a while for you to get to that. Like, it's a buildup. It take a while for you to get there. And once you get there, it was a combination of things. No, mine is going to be every single thing. I'm a SpongeBob you at every level. But you got to get to about a level 6 or 7. I'm a SpongeBob you on every level. No, you did what? This is a level 1. All right, bye. I'm going to give you a level 1 SpongeBob. No. Level 2? All right, bye. I'm going to give you... No,
you give chances to. You do 6 and 7s too if you passionate.
Well, it depends on the person. I ain't gonna lie. Exactly. This one person got a boomerang that he ain't even need, but I like him, so I'm gonna stick beside him. I'm gonna stick beside him. Mm-hmm.
No comment. True story, y'all though. Every time we have an episode, this is when y'all really be getting the real out of me for real, though. True story. So one day I was going through, right? And I called myself thinking I'm going to put my phone on do not disturb, right? Before I can hit the button. Guess who on my line, y'all?
Oh, I wish you would.
Ain't give me a chance to hit the button.
The crazy part is she told me she was going to do. You don't do that to me.
I bet I won't tell no more.
Oh, yeah, okay. If you were smart, you wouldn't have told me. Because as soon as you say, I'm going to, no, you're not. What you're not finna do.
I tried to isolate. She wouldn't let me.
Yeah, all right. We're going to isolate together. You sit on one side of the room, I'm going to sit on the other side of the room. Or you sit on one side of the phone, I'm going to sit on the other side of the phone. We ain't got to say nothing. Go ahead.
You know what she said? We're going to cry together.
Okay.
And I'm like,
just breathe. I sit on the phone and breathe with you. We'll breathe together. We gonna she both was, wait to exhale.
And she said that too, y'all. She said that, and I was like, "This chick,
cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs." Me, yeah, sure is. Yeah, okay.
Yo, that might have been the pivotal moment of our sisterhood, because I'm like, she tripping, like she didn't let me hit the button. She showed up and showed out.
Okay. Toy Story is my movie. You got a friend in me, okay? That's my song. That's my song, okay? I take that to heart. Ooh. I take that seriously. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What we doing? Look, nah,
I joke all the time, y'all, about it. She tried to SpongeBob me. I was going to show up at her house, right? I'm not playing with her. Seriously, y'all, I got to save my money, because I feel like she's going to try me one day, and I'm going to have to real deal get on the plane. Cause she gonna try me, and I'm gonna have to show up and show her. I ain't playing with her. Like, what we
knock
doing?
On the door like the penguin.
I do my fried chicken. You do your mac and cheese. Let's talk about what's happening.
Child, by the time you come up here, I'm gonna be done with mac and cheese, baby. Because I'm so sick of mac and cheese at this point. I'm tired. They mac and you cheese me out up here, okay? Because I'm tired.
Should be.
Effie is tired. Okay.
She eat mac and cheese every day, y'all.
I do not. Well, once a month, it's a thing around here, okay?
We know once a month. It's
a once a month. It's a thing around here, okay? All right. So we're going to get back to it, because we always get sidetracked. That's how we're having these 50-minute episodes.
Sweat. Come on now. Come on. Bring it in. Bring it in. It's your turn to ask questions.
Okay. So, okay. Let's go back to standing tall. That's the prompt, right?
Okay.
So standing, the definition of standing.
I knew she was doing it.
It is position, status, or reputation used to specify the length of time that something has lasted or someone has fulfilled a particular role. So in your regard, you are standing tall because you have lasted and you have fulfilled a particular role. You stand tall as a mother. Being a single mom, you have raised your children. Your son is 29. So you have stood tall for 29 years, whether you think you have or not. You have stood tall as an author because you continue to put out books. Okay. You stand tall as a podcaster because you got almost 1,000 episodes. You stand tall as a graphic designer. Okay. Can we just go on and on about how you standing tall out here in these streets? So I will always be the person, the little engine that could, that tell you, I know you can. I know you can. I know you can. Because you definitely are standing tall. But for me, what standing tall looks like in my life is tapping into confidence, right? Waking up every day, affirming myself, taking a moment to pray and meditate on the things I am grateful for, and setting up a life that has a good work-life balance. I have to continue to be mindful to carry myself with pride and take pride in the fact that I am one of one and no one is like me, and that is my superpower. So because of that, I should fear no one and will take what's mine, because what's for me won't miss me. So that's how I answered that prompt. Catholic style. Pew, 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 pew.
That wasn't Catholic. That was longer than mine.
No, it was not. Oh, yeah, it was longer than yours. But yeah, like just tapping into the fact that I am a designer original. I am one of one. No one is like me. And for me, growing up as the baby, the only girl, because it was a whole bunch of boy cousins, my brother and all that. I always tried to find things or people to idolize and to mimic and to be, you know, and no shade, no key, like low key, I am named after a superhero. Like my brother named me after a cartoon, right? And she is a superhero. So that in itself is already something that a lot of people can't say. And that in itself tells me who I am. I am her, you know, she is me. Literally. I am a superhero. So I have to tap into that and what that looks like. And what does a superhero in embody? Confidence, power. So I'm one of one and no one is like me. And that is something that I am learning to embrace in this 39 year of life. Who she, literally and figuratively, who she is, and just being vulnerable and honest in those moments. And hopefully that comes out in my episodes and anything that I decide to put out, you know, with content and different things. And that's going to be the difference from before and now.
She stopped talking like she ain't the one asking questions, y'all.
I'm just saying, I think, you know, you might want to rebuttal. I was just giving you a minute. But okay, so we're going to tap into the questions now. Were there times in your lives when confidence didn't come naturally?
All my life.
All my life, trying to get me down.
Ain't nobody even asked her to do that concert.
That's how you know I love music, because every time somebody says that, I got a song for you. I can't tell you who sung it, but I know the song.
Y'all need to check out that trio too. She said,
Wait, no, I gotta Google it.
In the middle of the episode, y'all, I'm like, I know you're lying.
Dang, that was a good episode, and we couldn't air it because we had so much songs.
Oh my god,
yeah, that was a good episode. All right, we're gonna sidetrack again. Guys, go ahead.
This is your fault. All my life, for real though, like, okay, so I was born and raised in church. My mom made me usher, sing on the choir, pretty much anything in the church. I had to do the unions. I had to do revivals, afternoon programs, everything. So, now, me being on the choir, I love to sing. But I think then, as a child, being leading songs on the choir, it was a, like, I got to do this. You know, because everybody had to take turns to lead a song. So, I didn't have confidence then because I was scared, man. All them people looking at me, you know, are they going to like how I sound? Are they going to, you know, talk about me? You know, so I've never really had, it never came natural. It really, in nothing I've ever done, I've always been scared. I didn't know how to do certain things or how to move on certain things. But I'm getting better because I can go in stores now and she be on the phone. She be thinking I talk to everybody. But it just be like they talk to me. So if I go into a store and they say something to me, I'm learning to respond back. Yeah, you know, and we talking like we known each other all our lives. But now I'm starting to step out a little bit. And it kind of blew me. That guy that said, are you a content creator? I believe he saw me somewhere. Because it's no other way that he could have known that when I walked in the store. So I'm getting to a place where, you know, I'm sitting down, you know, chilling and stuff. Went to a couple of job interviews. And that lady said, when can you start working? I said, you got a shirt back there right now? I put it on and work. She bust out laughing. So I'm starting to come out of that shell. And I think I can owe it all to this right here. This mic. If it wasn't for the mic, this is where it comes naturally. I know where it comes naturally. Right here. This little thing right here brings me to life. I tell all kinds of stories that nobody in this world has ever known. But this mic makes me tell it. So boom, there you go. The microphone. Singing. Whatever. As long as I got this mic. That's what it matters.
I heard her. So she might have to hum a little ditty on an episode since she's talking about, oh my bad, we can't say that word. Hum a tune.
Please don't say that word.
We might have to hum a tune. Since she said she behind the mic, right? Okay.
No, they just stay tuned. They might get a nugget drop somewhere coming soon.
Another exclusive. Pew, 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 pew. So I can agree and I can say all my life as well, because growing up in that era of children should be seen and not heard, you definitely build up that silence and lack confidence to express yourself. Also being part of the fluffy bunch, you know, I'm the always been the chunky friend. So that in itself allows you to have low confidence because you're not light skinned. Because back in the day, you know, the light skinned girls was the it girls and the skinny girls was the it girls.
I don't
girls,
know why. Oh, hush, Nikki.
Okay, because now, baby, okay. But anyway.
No shade. No shade to the light skins. We love you. We love you. But I love whatever. You.
Shade.
My wife light. My no wife light. No she like brown.
Brown, baby. Brown. She ain't light. She ain't light. If you pluck her, she will not show. Okay, that's how you know you like. If I pluck. And you see it, no, you like. But yeah, those things definitely added to me not having the confidence naturally. So I had to build that resilience. I had to start to like the skin that I was in. And that also, me not having the confidence also had to do with the people that I was picking as well. Because when you feel like you're a thicker female, you know, you feel like mentally your chances are slim. So whoever comes into my direction, let me take it because I might not get another opportunity. Baby, I wish I would. Now, okay. Yeah, it's like now when you know better, you do better. And now that I know better, I'm definitely doing better. Like you said, the podcasting has definitely added to the help of gaining your confidence, having that relationship mm-hmm. with God who tells you who you are. Yeah. And that fuels you in a whole nother way with confidence. And then seeing how your vulnerability on the mic mm-hmm. transforms other people, that gives you confidence as well. Yes. And then when you like what you see in the mirror, that gives you confidence as well. So it's like you have to kind of reframe your mind to get you in a place where you can start to gain that confidence if you don't have it originally.
See, we answered the next question because I think the next question was, listen, y'all, we don't be looking at these questions. So y'all, but the next one said, how do you work through that? We pretty much answered that question. So
yeah, definitely. What does embracing confidence without apology truly mean to you? And how does it show up in your lives?
What does embracing confidence without apology truly mean?
I love when she gets stumped, y'all.
I know, right? That's how you know
in real life. That's how you know these are in live. These is in real time because she be stumped for real. She be like,
What does embracing? Listen, I had to apologize to myself though, because I let a lot of things happen in my life that should have never happened. Like a lot of things that happened in my life, if they wouldn't have happened, I probably would have been in a different stance right now, a different position. So I don't know how you can truly embrace confidence without that apology, because I did myself wrong and I deserve that apology.
Well, no, what it means is like, what does embracing confidence without apology? So like, how do you embrace confidence without being sorry for being confident? You know, like some people will be kind of
cocky,
hesitant to be confident because they don't want to overshadow people, or like your graphic designs. Oh, that's an hard example. Like you can't help to do a design the way you do a design. And you're not going to apologize for how you do your designs because that's just who you are. How do you embrace being who you are without apology, without apologizing for it? I wish they would have reworded it a little better because
I don't know how I can do that, because I mean everybody is who they are. You know, you don't choose who you are and the path you take on in your life. So you can't, I don't know, because if for someone that's barely had confidence, that's hard for me to like really tap into that question, because I'm just now at 45 years old trying to get to a point where I'm building that confidence. So I still struggle with, I ain't that good. You know, why would they pay me to do something? You know, so I still struggle with that kind of stuff. Like, I'm not good enough for them to pay me to do a graphic design, or for them to pay me for coaching, or for them to, who believes in me? Who? Like, seriously. So I'm still struggling with that confidence to this day. But I always say to myself, no matter what I'm doing, I want to be humble. Because some people really like step into their confidence real strong and heavy, and next thing you know, they're cocky with it, or they think they're better than people. And so I just pray that God keeps me humble on that. But I don't know, because I can't really answer that question. That question right there is that's a good one, right? You got me with that one, boy. That was a good one.
I think for me, embracing confidence without an apology, that truly means knowing who I am and whose I am. That's the only way that I can define that, because I'm not going to apologize for being highly favored. I'm not going to apologize for the grace that's on my life. I'm not going to apologize for being a walking example of God having his hand over my life and my children. I'm just going to show up because that's what I'm supposed to do, and walk into rooms as if he sent me there because that's what he did, and have the content that I have because that's what he gave me. So That's what that looks like. And if it comes across as being confident or cocky or whatever the case may be, that's a you thing. That ain't a me thing, because I know that, you know, my episodes and my titles and the strategy is all God-given. It don't have nothing to do with me. So that's why I can't do what everybody else does. That's why I can't take the same kind of guests. That's why I don't have the same kind of flow, because mine is all God-centered. Even with these episodes, if I don't get that tingle that I usually get, then I don't want to do it, because I know it's not for me, it's for someone else. So if we can't be tools or resources from the source to help somebody else, then get somebody else to do it.
I know that's right. You know, one of our episodes, the actual one episode that my son Nicholas tapped into, right? He's still talking about, Mom, I'm still running with what y'all said about adults need villages too. He's still running with it. He was just,
and see, that's how you know it's a God thing, because Nicholas don't listen to nothing or no one. And just like, okay, I can even take it back to our first episode on Breaking the Silence, and someone came on and said, so that is why I won't be apologetic, because
mind blown.
That's what it's for. You know, that's what it's for. We are here to be a distraction in a good way. We mm-hmm. talked about reality TV, another, the Ratchet TV. I love Ratchet TV, because I like to turn my brain off for a while, because it run too much. So Ratchet TV gives me that break, because it's stupid. And it gives me that break to just turn everything off and just to what, like, really, people really be acting like this? But we have to be the good distractions in the world. A lot of people don't have safe spaces. Mm-hmm. And I always remember when I was in a situation, I didn't have anything to watch, or I didn't have anything to listen to kind of just like help me escape from my reality. And we have the ability to be that for other people. So I always be mindful and conscious of what I put out, because I want to be that for somebody, you know. We have to be. That's what we are here for.
Boom. In a nutshell, they don't understand there's too many people out there pressing play. I'm just saying.
A lot of people pressing play. And a lot of people hitting copy and pasting.
That's it. That's another day and another story.
So watch what you're listening to, because everything that you're listening to and all these people that is portraying to be one way is not that way. Mm-hmm. Don't let these titles get. We talked about titles versus definitions, but we should have talked about church and their titles, because that's all it is. Oh, my cousin, let me tell you real quick. My cousin preached a sermon, and baby, she said, your fruit is showing. Because in the Bible, they say, you will judge them by the fruit, the tree. You will judge the tree by the fruit that it bears. And she said, your fruit is showing. And when she said that, I said, "Woo! I'm going to do an episode about that. What kind of fruit are you showing?"
Ooh.
Because if you're planting an apple seed, but you're showing lemons, make it make sense. Apples are sweet, but lemons are sour. Right, so we have to be mindful of what we're putting out, and when we're pressing play, and when we're copying and pasting, because your intention could be one thing, but what you're showing is another. you can't have a certain title in life and then your episodes and your brand is showing something else. It has to line up. What you're sowing and what you're showing has to line up. It has to be the same. And we got to be mindful of what we're putting out, and we got to be mindful of what we're intaking too. So
come on through. Come on through.
Being intentional, man, is you just got to be intentional. We don't
come on through.
Listen, we don't have time to waste time.
She said, so, your fruit is showing.
Child, I said, girl, that should have been the title of your sermon. Wait. I said, I gotta take that. She was like, go ahead, cuz. I said, I got to, cuz. Yeah, man, I could go on about that, but that's not what we're here for. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Go ahead. For my audio babies, you gotta see her face.
Listen. Look. She said, y'all.
Linda,
I gotta
listen, Linda. Listen.
I got to put this up here for cuz,
Yeah, shout out to my cousin, Minister Shante Young. If you guys love a good prayer in the morning, y'all follow her, Shante Young on Facebook, and she's on TikTok and Instagram and all the good things. She does prayers Monday through Friday. And
give her flowers, man, because that said, right there was powerful.
Your fruit is showing. I said, you said what? Oh, let me get my
tell me my underwear showing, because your fruit. What? I want to be a fly on the wall when you do that episode right there.
Okay.
That's gonna be good though.
What are some actionable steps someone can take to start building their confidence today? Come on, life coach. Let's go.
Everything starts with who? You.
You.
So you got to first, start knowing who you are. You got to wake up every day because you are the person you see first. Every day. Before anybody in the world see you, you see yourself. So you got to start. I do a lot of looking in the mirror. I go look in the mirror and be like, hey, you're going to do good today. Sometimes you have to do that self-talk. What?
I had a problem with that. Okay, transparency.
Wait, wait a minute. What?
Okay, 2000. Let me not tell the year. I'm telling myself. When I started modeling, right?
You started doing. Wait, what?
When I started modeling, right? Okay. My model coach had us do an exercise where we had to look in the mirror. And I could not do that. And that was, I want to say, 2016. I don't know when it started. Because I could always look in the mirror. But to look in the mirror at yourself, I could not do it. I just got comfortable looking in the mirror. 2022. I had to practice.
Practice?
Looking in the mirror at myself.
Well,
because I felt so, I didn't like what I saw.
That's the point.
I felt so bad. Like,
get it.
Looking at myself, I'm like, all the guilt of what I allowed to happen to me. Like, you are in charge of you. You're supposed to take care of you before anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, your parents, of course, but then when you get 18, you're in charge of you, right? That's the premise of what you're saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're in charge of you. So whatever happens to you after your parents relinquish you, it's up to you. It's on you. So if you can't look yourself in the mirror, baby, woo, that thing. When you said that, I was like, oh man.
But see,
I did me wrong.
That's the reason why I look in the mirror. You have to see you for you. All the good, all the bad, all the flaws, all the mistakes, everything. And eventually, every single day that you look in that mirror, they start to disappear. Because now you have faced all of that. Now you really see the beauty in yourself. Now you can truly say, hey, you're going to do good today, man. You're going to go out there. You're going to kill it. Don't let nobody tell you differently. If you don't pump yourself to go out there and be the best version of yourself, what are we doing? You got to be your biggest cheerleader first before somebody else can cheer you on, because they got to see the good in you. But before they can see the good in you, you got to see it.
Mm-hmm.
So that mirror, me and that mirror had to fight for a minute. I had that same battle because I was like, girl, you ugly. Like, real talk. Like, I didn't like this face, all this sex, this right here. I didn't like that.
Listen,
I was never able to say that, but that just tells you that I've come a long way.
Growth, yeah.
Because I was like, man, nobody.
Have you ever seen the show Insecure?
Have I? I don't think so.
Come on, HBO, I think. HBO, Showtime, whatever. Nice. Issa Rae is the character on the show.
Issa Rae. Who is that?
We'll have a private conversation because I ain't got time for you today. Anyway, she in the episodes, in every episode, she had like this mirror talk with herself in the episodes, and she'd be going back and forth with herself in the mirror. And I just think it's funny because it's like, if we did more of that, we would be so better off. But I think purposely we avoid it because we avoid it, literally. That's just like isolation, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why people jump from relationship to relationship to relationship, because when you are by yourself, isolation is when you deal with you. Mm-hmm. And no one wants to deal with them.
Nope.
That's why people don't like to be single. That's why people don't like quiet. That's mm-hmm. why people have to always have company around. You gotta have noise.
Mm-hmm.
Because in those moments, that's why they say the idle mind is the devil's playground, because in those moments, that's where you're tested. You're tested in isolation period. You're mm-hmm. not tested in community. You tested in isolation period. You get the nuggets in community.
Mm-hmm.
But you test it in isolation periods, because that's where you gain the wings. That's why butterflies have to go through that cocooning stage, because that isolation period, that's where you get all the strength, the, you know, all the stuff that you need to propel you into something new.
Girl, I'm about to drop my mic. I'm about to drop my mic and it's connected to something.
I saw your face. I was like, all right, let me all right, I'm gonna go.
You know, went through the hole. I'm about to butterfly and a caterpillar. Have mercy. Okay, I don't even know what I was saying on that question no more.
You was talking about actionable steps and just looking at the mirror,
you have to take affirmations. Do work. I mean, they do. They can work if you do it like every day, and it's like a routine. Because I haven't grasped a morning routine yet, because I'm not a morning person. So most of y'all probably don't know that, but I'm not a morning person. So I haven't grasped it yet. You know how people get up and they get their cup of coffee, they breakfast. You know, they got certain things they do in the morning. I'm trying to get to a point where I can have a routine, but it's not working out good. Because, well, you know, after that challenge or whatever, that was a challenge trying to get up at 7:15. The alarm will go off. Yes. Yes, I'm just going to have a transparent moment with that. The alarm will go off.
I know, that's right.
That's about it.
It's going to go off and off.
And so I end up writing in the midnight hours.
I know, that's right.
Morning hours.
I knew that was gonna happen. He was like, yeah, I'm gonna get up at 7:15 every day and get up while you're, you know, taking nephew to school. Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I do sometime.
A day. Mm-hmm. Sure. Two once a week, three. Maybe.
Maybe. I mean, give me some credit, but I try. I'm
you
trying.
Try. I give you an A for effort.
Listen. It's a work in progress. But I'm trying to get, but you know what though, when the kids were kids, it was routine for me for mornings because I had to get up, take them to school, you know, get up, take them to school, go get your breakfast, get your coffee and stuff. I had a routine because of them. It's been a long time since I've done that. But if I stay up late, I sleep late. So, you know, I just feel like at the end of the day, you just have to be your best supporter, your biggest cheerleader. If you have a spouse in your life or a boyfriend, girlfriend, they're going to be the next person in line to tell you, you can be great today. You're going to do this.
It should be, yeah.
They're going to be your next biggest supporter, but you got to first see that in yourself for them to see it. Mm-hmm. So you got to start getting into a routine of doing things. I mean, to build that confidence, because not everybody has confidence, and it's hard to build confidence, especially when you've been down. You've been down all your life and never really been thinking about how good you are. I didn't know you was good. So that's hard to build, and I'm still building. I'm telling you, I'm just starting this journey with that. No lies. No lies. So we got room for another question?
Yeah.
All right.
How can relationships, platonic or romantic, impact your confidence level positively or negatively? That's good that that's the last question, because I was going to add to what you were saying, and I was going to say relationships can definitely affect your confidence level because people fuel you, you know?
Put that
You said you shouldn't have?
That is a doggone good last question right there now.
Okay. But yeah, people fuel you, because I'm gonna let you go last because I know you're going on a soapbox. Relationships can fuel you negatively and positively. I want to say negatively, depending on who it is. The closer the person is to your heart, the powerful the influence. Mm. So that's why you have to be mindful of who you let get close to you. Because if you know anything about the Bible and Samson and Delilah, right? Samson allowed Delilah to get close to him and she was part of his demise, right? Eve let the serpent get close to her and it was part of their demise. So you got to really be careful about who you let get close to you, because the wrong influence can allow you to be on the first 48, 6 feet under, or Bill Gates. So the choice is yours.
The choice is yours.
The choice is yours. Choose ye this day.
This day.
Who you will serve.
Oh my gosh.
But you know, I think it all boils down to knowing who you are, whose you are. I'm gonna keep saying that. Because when you know better, you do better, you make better choices. When you love yourself, you will surround yourself with people who love you too. When you don't and you don't know, you will surround yourself with uncertain people.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Because now that we know our worth in 2025, we will no longer surround ourselves with the type of people we surrounded ourselves with in 2024 and the years prior. Now that we know our niche and our content and where we're going, we will no longer attach ourselves to people who are doing content and other things contrary to where we're going. So it all boils down to your favorite, you as the individual, knowing who you are, and relationship is very important. Y'all know, romantically, if you in a good relationship, baby, your skin look good, you feel good, you look good, you dress, you look blessed. You look, as Madea would say, you look good, you look blessed, okay? But when you in something toxic, you look like old girl from Holiday Heart. You ever seen that movie? Okay, you look like Alfred with a baby when she got that bite. You look like that, okay? So you just look tired. You look like you need to be on somebody's altar with the church mothers.
Jesus,
okay? It's bad.
She took it to Holiday Heart, y'all.
It's the same way when it's platonic. When you have good friends that fuel you, mm-hmm. you get motivated, you get passionate, mm-hmm. you be creative, you have stuff coming yep. out the woodworks. When you don't have that support system in that village, You still can have that because those seeds are already in you, but it's going to take a while for it to blossom and transform. It takes longer because you have to pump yourself up. Mm-hmm. And if you don't already have the confidence, sometimes having those people will help you fuel the confidence a little quicker. Mm-hmm. And they'll be the intercessors on your behalf. So if you're a prayer person or you're intercessors, intercede on your behalf. So when you don't have the strength to pray, an intercessor will pray on your behalf. They will be the person in the meantime until you get your strength up to pray for yourself. So if you have friends, they will intercess for your confidence until you get the confidence in yourself. You know what I'm saying? So it's very important. The people that you choose to have around you, they fuel you. What do they say? Your attitude determines your altitude, and your network determines your net worth. So if you're the smartest person in the room, you need to be in another room.
I don't know who she think going after, huh?
You.
She said all that mouthful, even took it to Holiday Heart.
That was sis funny. Was looking crazy. Got that bike. She was looking funny. Crazy. Get that bike. I got the bike. I was like, whoa.
Oh Lord, I got a visual when you said that.
You knew that was the end. When you saw her, I was like, this is about to be over. Because baby, she looking bad.
But she got that bike though. She got that bike.
She got that bike.
She got that bike for that baby. She lost her life after that, but she got that bike. Oh Lord. All right. So relationships, friendships. Boy, they can make or break you. Literally. I had a season in 2024 that I thought I lost my mind. I didn't think that things could be the way they were. But you do have to choose carefully. Somebody told me a long time ago, I had a friend. It was like, she's not on your level. What you mean? She's not on my level. I was never a person that think that people was above or below or nothing like that. But it wasn't about where they were below or above. It was the fact that they didn't align with me. I learned a lot about alignment in 2024. Everybody's not for you and you are not for everybody. Like Mom said, everybody ain't your friend. They not. They really not. And, you know, as a child, you hear that from your parents and you be like, yeah, they is. You know, you love everybody. You know, you're dancing around. You want everybody to be your friend. You don't see that. Then you find out one day that so-called friend on the other side with the enemy trying to fight you or whatever the case may be. That's when you learn that they weren't really your friend. But I learned a lot about loyalty too. A lot of people ain't loyal to you. They're not. And when it comes down to confidence, that's a big thing because that can take you back into where you used to be in life, especially when you're a person that didn't have confidence. You go back to thinking, why they don't like me? Why they don't want to be around me? So it can, to me, it can affect you more negatively than positively. But
yeah,
I don't know. Let me take that back. Because you needed those lessons learned from those people in order for you to turn around for your good. Now you know that you're not going down that road again. You learn that you're not going to do this and you're not going to do that. Because I used to trust people 100% in the beginning. 100%. Now, we at zero. You got to show me that I can trust you. You got to show me that you're here for me. You're riding for me. Give me some proof. But I didn't need that in the beginning with a lot of people. I just, boom, that's my friend. That's my fam. That's my bro. That's my sis. Loosely. Using those terms and those words when in reality, they were my enemies. So be careful out there, y'all. Because everybody ain't for you and you ain't for everybody. You are different. They are different. And not everybody is going to treat you like you want them to treat you. And that's all I got. I ain't gonna talk about Holiday Harden now. Like you did. I had to give him some real advice. Like, don't trust everybody.
Yeah.
Period. That's all I got. That's all I got. Because I couldn't follow behind that. No way.
I mean, listen.
Why she tried to put me behind that?
Don't let TV and social media get you caught up into thinking things have to look a certain way. Your life and everybody else's life is different. Your level two might be somebody's level 20, mm-hmm. or vice versa. So what God has for you is for you. Mm-hmm. Your macaroni and cheese ain't gonna taste like her macaroni and cheese.
She
love macaroni and cheese. Okay, so that's just like life. You can have the same ingredients, but it's gonna come out a different way. That's just like the Bible. We can have the same, we can know the same verse and come out with two different perspectives because we are different. No one has the same fingerprint. No one will have the same life. No one will have the same perspective. No one will have the same intention. And no one will have the same priorities. So you just have to do your due diligence and know who you are, whose you are, be a good steward over who you have, and allow what's for you to find you, and know that what's for you won't miss you. And if it leaves, it was never yours in the beginning.
Then she come back, y'all, with something else.
Okay, wait, so that's
what we doing.
All right. Okay, so as always, we hope you enjoyed this episode, and we are here healing hearts and inspiring change.
Right, she was passionate about that, y'all. But until next time, we'll see y'all next
later.
Friday.
As she later. Says.